Well, Nance, you'll never guess what I did about 2 weeks ago.
Tell me.
I cut off the bottom few inches, the root end of a leek, and then I took it out and stuck it in my garden, and it's alive! It's coming up, and it's putting out scapes and stuff. And I thought, I can't be the first person to have thought of this, and of course I wasn't. And I found out that this is what you can do with leeks, and not just leeks, with celery and carrots and green onions too. And you can even do it right in your kitchen. You know, stick some toothpicks in, with a glass of water.
The old avocado trick from the 70s?
What's coming up is about a foot or so tall now. It doesn't exactly look like a leek. It looks sort of like it's telescoping up. So I looked all this stuff up. There's a million videos and all that. And you can snip a little bit off so you don't have to keep going back to buy more leeks. But I don't think I'm going to get enough to make it. You know, I mean, I use a lot of leeks, you know, when I cook something. But I'm looking forward to snipping that scape off to see if it's going to be like garlic scapes.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. Nate asked me whether there were garlic scapes around yet because he liked those. And he likens them to asparagus, which, as we were saying recently, they're out in full force. I think the warm weather has made the asparagus particularly gorgeous right now. And do you know that the French used to call leeks the poor man's asparagus?
No, and frankly, they've never seen anything like asparagus to me. They seem closer to an onion than an asparagus.
No, of course they are, but I think the use was in a similar fashion. You know, you can braise leeks. I love leeks. And this isn't exactly the season for picking them around here, but it's certainly the season to think about planting them. And I find that leeks are a wonderful garden plant because they don't take up a lot of space. And I don't like spending $3 on a couple of leeks at the store or more.
Yeah.
Right, I know.
They're really expensive. Not really the poor man's anything these days. I'm going to plant a couple of rows from seed. This is just kind of a fun experiment.
The trouble with growing leeks is that they take a long time to mature, as long as 3 months. But because they're tall and slim, they don't take up a lot of room. And once they do mature, they can hang out in this climate for a long time. I always buy a bunch of leek seedlings, and I've had leeks that can practically winter over in this climate, which is nice when you need only one. So, Stein, how do you mostly use leeks?
Well, I use them lots of ways. I was thinking I'll make a Scottish soup, cock-a-leeky soup, but that contains prunes, and
I know.
And it confirmed my belief that all Scottish food is the result of a dare. But I made a nice leek soup with barley. There's an Asian soup flavored with cinnamon and huajiao, you know, the Sichuan pepper, and a few other things that is finished with finely cut leeks. I use them in place of green onions or just plain onions in pot pies and so on. It's a terrific vegetable.
Mm-hmm. When I'm shopping for leeks, I always try to get a nice heavy ones and ones where I look carefully that there's more white and light green part than the heavy stems. I take those stems and I use them roasted to make vegetable stock. But people always ask me, like, how do you clean a leek?
Well, I've got a great way to do that. Lay the leek down on your board, cut off the really dark green part that you're going to use to roast or whatever, and without cutting through the root end, draw your knife all the way through lengthwise, then rotate it 90 degrees and do the same again. It'll give you four long sections that open up. Then, using the root end as a handle, you can spray it, swish it around in water. It'll wash away all the dirt and sand that might be in there. Slick, huh?
That is pretty slick, and that would be the way I do it as well.
With KPLU food talker Nancy Leeson, I'm Dick Stein. Planting
and plugging
the leeks.